Well, a Utah couple unable to have a second child thought they had finally found a way to have their perfect family thanks to in vitro fertilization. But more than a decade after the procedure gave them the healthy baby boy they had hoped and prayed for, they learned their son biologically only belongs to one of them. They had no idea who his father really was. News Nation's Jillian Smuckler sat down with that family for an exclusive interview.
When I looked on that page and I saw mom for him, and then I saw father unknown, and I thought, what do you mean father unknown? I'm his father.
Vanner and Donna Johnson started their IVF journey in 2007 after they were unable to have a second child on their own. But over a decade after they gave birth to a baby boy, their worst nightmare quickly became a reality.
When my results showed up showing two sons immediately and seeing our oldest was a half sibling to his younger brother through me, we knew there must have been something wrong.
A simple DNA test reveals Vanner Johnson is not his son's biological father, and that Donna's egg was fertilized by someone else's sperm in the process. The Johnsons waited over a year to break the news to their son.
Something happened, and we're not sure what happened, but I'm actually not your biological father.
While Vanner doesn't remember much of that conversation,
I remember the way that I felt and that he felt, and that he told me he loved me still.
As the family grapples with the shocking news,
I went through 18 months not knowing who the biological father of my son was, not having a clue, walking down the street and thinking, is it him? Could it be this person?
They decided to take another DNA test, this time through Ancestry, to find out who his father really is. That's where Devin McNeil comes in.
Obviously, we were very incredulous at first, but the more details that came out, the more evident it was that there was something that had happened that involved us.
Eager to get some answers, the two families began piecing it all together until it added up.
There was one date that we were in the clinic at the same time. I was doing transfer, so that's when they put the embryos back inside. And she was doing retrieval where they take her eggs and retrieve them. And it was that same day, we think around the same time, 14 years ago.
Little did they know that that day would change their lives in more ways than one. They're supporting one another as they figure out what's next.
And however comfortable they are, the McNeils are with what he would like and our son would like, that's what we'd like to do.
Wow, that was Jillian Smuckler from our Salt Lake City station, KTVX. The University of Utah, where that procedure took place, released a statement saying they cannot comment on patient cases, but that safety is their main priority. So, how rare is this? We dug into the topic, found a 2015 study that analyzed 12 years worth of IVF procedures, nearly 182,000 of them in total, and they found 99.97% of procedures saw no moderate nor significant issues. And in terms of IVF lab mismatches specifically, another study finds just over 50 instances of mismatches out of more than 17,000 cases. Now that's a rate under 0.3%. A third study found that mismatch rates caused by human error was between 0.11 and 0.12%.